Well, good morning. This is Johnny Andrews with MoneySiphonSystem.com, chatting with Andrew from Google Ambush. This is a brand new product that's going to be hitting the digital ClickBank shelves, and it caught my eye because it's actually a fairly cool piece of software, and I wanted to speak directly to the fellow behind the creation of it and kind of get the facts of this thing right from the horse's mouth because, well, that's just how I do things. So how are you doing this evening? Or you're in Australia, so it's morning for you, correct?
Yeah, it is. It's about lunchtime here. I'm good, thanks, Johnny, and thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. It was great to get you on board. I wanted to chat a little bit, you know, obviously about the whole internet marketing thing with affiliate marketing, all that other kind of cool stuff. But I think what people really like to know first is, number one, like who you are, where you came from. But then we got to talk about this Google Ambush because it got me excited. So, but we'll cover that in a second. So talk about you. Where'd you come from? What's your background?
Goodness. My background, I actually studied psychology for many years at university, or what I guess you guys would call college. And I took a special interest in an area called human factors, which is actually quite popular in the US, not very popular here in Australia though. But I won't bore you to death about human factors, but essentially what it is, it's designing systems to best suit human operators. Right, that's basically the area of human factors. That's my background, but I've always been interested in business, and you know, run a few offline businesses here in Australia. But what I essentially tried to do was apply my knowledge of psychology, human factors, and marketing, and bring that to the internet. So you know, a little bit about where I guess I came from. I started selling on eBay, actually. Many years ago, and started selling in quite a number of different niches. I believe still to this day that eBay is it's effectively internet marketing, and that's what you're doing on eBay. Essentially, you know, you pick a niche, you want to become an authority, and then you try and dominate. Right, exactly what you try and do on ClickBank or in any market. You know, first thing it comes down to picking a niche. We say niche here in Australia. So you pick a niche, you do whatever you can to become an authority in that niche, and then you dominate it, right? That's the key to making, you know, the $1,000 a day that, you know, you see on so many of these, websites. So I did this in several niches on eBay, and made it to it was a silver power seller, which back then, meant you were selling about 6,000 a month in volume. Now, for the niche markets I was in, that meant about about $4,000 profit a month. Now, a large percentage of that income was selling digital products. So I was selling ebooks and audio guides. Oops, sorry about that. That was just my cell phone. I'll just turn that off. So we were selling ebooks and audio guides to niche markets on eBay. Now back then, eBay had different rules and they were very good because they allowed you to deliver your goods digitally, which meant you can have a very automated sales process, which was you know, very handy. And they've since changed the rules a bit, which have made it a bit harder. But what I used eBay for back then was to build a large customer list, right? And, you know, back then I didn't quite understand the power of a list, and, you know, this is like, you know, any newbie starting out. You know, I just started marketing to it. And, you know, this wasn't using any fancy autoresponder, it was just using I think it was a Hotmail account back then. And, you know, you'd blank carbon copy your list into, and eventually it got big enough that I needed to go into a service like AWeber. And, you know, it's where I am today. But essentially, you know, used eBay, built up a list, you know, really got interested and excited about selling digital goods. Because what I realized was, you know, you could post up an auction. You could, I used to sell, a product called, I think it was Jim Wilson's eBay Secrets. And it was just a product I bought, I think, for about 99 cents. and sold it at different price points, anywhere from about a dollar all the way up to about $25. And I just kept selling that over and over and over again in every category you could imagine. And I, believe it or not, I used to find the digital camera category very, very good for this for some reason. It's probably the best one, and it was Kodak cameras. I think back then it was 2 megapixels and above. This was quite a few years ago. I used to sell heaps of these books. And then I got into selling, because obviously eBay, you've got a lot of people on there selling on eBay. So I started catering for that market and started selling a wholesale guide, which, it's just a list of websites that would sell wholesale and drop ship the products for the customer. So that's sort of where I started. But now I don't bother with eBay too much, too busy doing other things. And also, it's not as easy selling digital goods as it is now, as it used to be. I think now you need to send out a physical CD, which, makes it a lot harder than what it used to be. In the other niches, I got tired of the packaging and posting of goods too. So it was a bit of a pain. But that's sort of where I started on good old eBay.
Very cool. Well, that's good to know because, eBay is not what you would call the downloadable merchant's best buddy anymore. It's become a huge pain in the buttocks.
Yeah, look, absolutely. It used to be fantastic. I'd have it set up so, as soon as they pay, they'll give them their product. It was just an automated process. And being here in Australia, I'd sell to the US as well, because that was a beautiful thing about eBay is that you could list your products on any eBay throughout the world and in any category you wanted and digital goods and selling stuff like how to make money, on eBay, just, great PDFs, appeal to such a wide market. And I know there's thousands of people still doing that successfully today. It's just I've cut back on that a bit.
Oh, totally. So that's cool. So that you basically got your start in the internet marketing. You wanted to, if I'm hearing you correctly, basically wanted to stick to that downloadable goods stuff. And then it seems that information products in the ClickBank space would be the next logical place for a person to go.
Exactly, because when I was selling on eBay, I then got interested in this affiliate marketing business, and then stumbled upon ClickBank, like you just said. So what I used to do then was I used to sell a whole lot of ClickBank products in the eBooks I was actually selling on eBay, right? So you'd buy your private label rights stuff, you'd then add in a resource box at the end or at the beginning or some cool bonus, and it would have your affiliate link in that, right? So it's nothing too genius there, and you just as I was doing a pretty good volume back then, you'd be getting 100 people or so downloading this each day, and what that meant was I started making around $100 a day on ClickBank just doing this, and that's how I sort of got started with ClickBank.
That's addictive, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's better than any drug I've ever had before. It's awesome. All right.
Yeah. Oh, look. The back then it was the pretty green and blue bars, on ClickBank, and you always wanted the bar to be bigger than the previous day, and it just became a challenge, and a good, good farm sort of harmless addiction.
Totally. So, what is the main site where folks can grab info about you and whatnot?
I guess like most internet marketers, I've got quite a bunch of sites, but the two most recent internet marketing sites that we launched were googlemassacre.com and googlemagicformula.com. Both of these sites provide they basically provide step-by-step instructions on how to use PPC properly, which is pay-per-click. And in each, I believe we developed a unique approach to making money with AdWords. It certainly wasn't rehashed stuff, because I mean, I don't believe in that. And you come across so many products these days which have, you know, the same techniques. It's just rehashed sort of garbage. And so in these guides, we, put some pretty cool advanced features in both of them. And since the launches, I believe we've helped over, I think the number's about 20,000 people succeed online, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's nothing to shake a stick at there. I like that 20,000.
Yeah, it is cool, and the feedback has been quite positive. Anyone that is interested in pay per click and learning how to do it properly, I'd encourage you to check them out.
Indeed, and also for anyone who's, buy or not buy, whatever your particular philosophy would be, one thing that really caught my eye about what you do is how you put together your affiliate program. I was paying very close attention to it for the Google Massacre launch, where I was seeing how you were giving your affiliates videos about how they could more efficiently promote your stuff and make more money. And I thought that was absolutely pure genius, and it's something that I've taken steps to really add that same kind of level of attention and quality into my own affiliate programs. But that's something that the majority of people who are marketing on ClickBank completely gloss over. And that is, if you give people who are going to sell your stuff more tools and training, then an amazing thing happens. And you might not know this, but they sell more stuff. It's
absolutely,
it blew my mind. It was like, wow, look at these guys. They're really intelligent. And so I just wanted to kind of give you, really good thumbs up and props and all those fun things of praise for doing that. And it was a shining example that I don't think enough people follow. And they should.
Yeah, and I'd love to say it was completely altruistic, but as you just pointed out, you give them the tools, they make you more sales. We'll be bringing that out for Google Ambush as well. But effectively, I mean, what you're talking about there is we created a couple of videos. I believe we gave our affiliates some really cool resources, and one of those was, a brandable report, which, isn't that uncommon, but, we didn't just give them the software and say, look, give them some text instructions. This is how you go off and brand it. Cause I know that not only will you get a whole lot of support questions about, I stumbled at this step, it's not working for me. What that will also do is put off a whole lot of affiliates too. So we made a video there showing them exactly what they need to do to go off and brand it. And the other thing we gave them was a pre-sale template. Because a lot of our affiliates, use Google AdWords and pay-per-click services. So if we gave them a template which let them put in their, Aweber code or get response, code, then, they could start building the list for themselves. And then obviously promote our products to it or promote, any other product they wish to it. So we're a big believer in helping our affiliates. And I mean, if you've seen those pages, the actual affiliate resources are on what we call the Affiliate Army page. Cause that's the extension. And, on that page, it's all about, working together to, get our affiliates the results they want. Particularly with Google Massacre, I mean, we built in a recurring billing, back end in that. And, we've got some affiliates which are making some fantastic commissions from that every month, which is fantastic and what we're here for.
Indeed, no, that's it's just pure brilliant. And I know you say that it's definitely a way to increase your bottom line, but at the same time, I mean, if you think about you're talking about having over 20,000 people helping them out to make money online. I mean, this is such a shining example of that, because not only is the product high quality. And believe it or not, I was sneaking around behind your back and actually buying and reading your stuff. Woohoo! How about them apples?
Oh goodness! Was it okay?
It passed. It passed. I liked it.
It passed. Oh,
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
good to hear.
Good stuff. I just thought it was so cool because I'm looking at the product in conjunction with the stuff in your affiliate program, and it was just pure genius that you're doing that because, you know, sure, yeah, obviously you're going to make sales, but then so is this person. And, I mean, I spend a lot of time personally working with my own affiliates. Like, I'll even do, like, live training calls because I'm just – I guess I'm just a glutton for punishment. But what I find is, like, you know, they all have the same kind of questions, and they're all real, like, a lot of them are newbie – beginner sort of folks. And when I saw you guys doing that, I'm like, now here's a group of people that actually care and that are going to make a difference in somebody's lives because they've taken the time and the effort and the energy to give them those tools and that training. So good job.
Oh, for sure. And well, thank you for that. And we're certainly not done with yet. We do have plans on bringing out more sort of an affiliate training center, which, you know, is going to help everyone involved. Now, I'm just hoping you weren't one of these people, Johnny, which, you know, sent through an email saying, look, you know, I can't open the PDF. And anyone that's been in our members areas knows that, you know, with our right next to the, you know, big download buttons, we always, you know, have the password there saying that you do need this password to open it. And, you know, believe it or not, we still get many support requests from people saying, look, you know, I can't open your PDF. I'm freaking out. What's wrong? And, you know, we just reply saying, look, you know, the password is right next to the big download button. You can't miss it.
Exactly.
So, you know, hopefully you weren't one of those people. And if you were, hopefully we responded promptly to you.
No, I was the other guy, the one that made your support staff cry.
Oh, goodness. You were the bloke.
I now know
which email to ban from our Google Ambush launch. Excellent.
Yeah, I got like 60 I rotate through with an IP ghosting software. You'll never catch me alive, copper. That's beautiful.
Gracious, I'm in some trouble.
Indeed. So let's talk a little bit about how you first got started promoting affiliate programs.
Sure. Yeah, well, as I mentioned, it was through the eBay sort of network and selling digital goods and, you know, adding an offer in every ebook I sold and, you know, I got to that $100 a day mark just by doing that on eBay. But what I used to promote, like to be specific, very successfully was a popular site that still exists today called SaleWho. At salewho.com. I have nothing to do with the website. All I did was promote it quite successfully. And what that was a wholesale and drop shipping resource. And I guess I chose that one because it tied in so nicely with eBay and my experience there. And like I said, I was selling a PDF, an ebook, which had a whole list of resources and drop sellers. And what I'd put at the end of that was, you know, something like, you know, something simple like, you know, if you want more information or more cool resources to buy, you know, these products. And I think I had pictures of, you know, PlayStations and so on and put the wholesale price in there. You know, just click here. And it was, of course, an affiliate link for SaleWho. And I know some New Zealand guys own that website. And it's still a top seller in ClickBank. It's been strong for many, many years. Like I said, I've got nothing to do with it. So, you know, feel free to promote our stuff over SaleWho. That would be fantastic. But, you know, that's sort of where I started. And I also started promoting some of the, you know, more business sites on ClickBank. And especially ones that complemented my eBay lists. So I'd promote, you know, how to make money on eBay type ClickBank products. Or, you know, I even promoted, goodness, I'm ashamed to say now, no, Rich Jerk, you know, back in the day when it was quite popular, started promoting that and selling that, and that was when it was at the $50 price, I think, you know, which now I think it's dropped down to $10 on the front end.
Yeah, he's definitely changed up his business model quite significantly, I've noticed.
Yeah, he certainly has. You know, I've got a you know, good understanding as to why he's done that, and can understand. But yeah, he's changed it up a lot. You know, in one way, it hurts affiliates though, because you know, affiliates are like, well, you know, they're making a $6 commission on the front end, which, you know, for any affiliate out there is not something you want to really, I guess, promote, because all the time and effort that goes into it to get that return, and whether you can do that profitably or not, who knows. But, you know, I know he's got a back end, which you also get paid on. But, you know, back in the day, it was, you know, $50 product, which used to convert quite nicely.
Indeed. So let's see here. I was looking at the list of questions I had for you and trying to keep myself.
Oh, sure.
Yes. List building. You were talking about list building with eBay and how you were using that as like a primary driver. This is something that's kind of cool, even at least that I've noticed. A lot of the new folks out there, it's one of those things where if they've been in the industry for, I would say, a month or more, they understand already the importance and the concept of growing those lists and whatnot. And in fact, that's one of the biggest questions that I ever see. You know, how do I do it? How do I do it? More and more ways. So how do you do it? What's your list building success? And how can other people kind of replicate that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess the key is to start somewhere. And I mean, like I said, you know, many years ago, I started just by, you know, blank carbon copying an email out to my list of buyers. Now, I certainly don't encourage you to start that way. I'd say, look, start professional from the beginning, because, you know, there are many cool services out there, and, you know, I highly recommend Aweber, which is just aweber.com, you know, the most popular sort of list database and autoresponder service out there. And start professional from day one, because, you know, they only charge, you know, it's under $20 a month, you know, which I hope anyone could afford. If you want it badly enough, I'm certain you can. Back then, I mean, something that if people want a free way of doing it, and they're, you know, looking at, and they do want to start selling some, you know, digital stuff on eBay, you know, one fantastic thing is that you can actually put your code in your eBay listings for your list building. And you can also, I mean, one fantastic resource on eBay is your About Me page. And, you know, that's a really, because on your About Me page, you can put any information you want, and you can start building your list, you know, using that. So that's one way that I started doing it. But now, you know, like I said, I've sort of left eBay behind and moved on to bigger and better things. But essentially, a great way for building a list, and you touched on it before, was your affiliate network. Right?
Right.
So you just create your sales page, you have an opt-in box in there, and, you know, you've got hundreds, if not thousands of affiliates out there sending traffic to your website, and, you know, a percentage of those, will opt into your list, right? So anyone wanting to build a list can create a product, put it on ClickBank, and, you know, start building a list that way, because ClickBank attracts affiliates. Doesn't matter how bad your website is, there'll be some affiliate which will send you traffic, which, you know, still amazes me to this day. Whether they're successful affiliates or not, you know, is another thing, but, you'll still get traffic and you still get people on your list. Because affiliates effectively equal leverage, right?
Exactly.
Now, if anyone out there that is listening, if you do have a product and you don't have an affiliate program already, then, you know, create one. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a physical business or it's a product or service. You can add an affiliate program to it. So that's one great way of building a list. Now, another great way that, you know, I obviously use, because it's, you know, I do practice what I preach, and anyone that's read Google Massacre and Google Magic Formula would know that we're all about using pay-per-click, right? Now, I know people freak out with that, and it is, you know, it has been getting tougher for particularly newbie marketers to go onto Google AdWords and make a profit. But, you know, PPC is another great way of building a list. And actually, unlike most marketers, I've had great success using the content network, which is essentially, you know, for people that don't know what that means, essentially you're advertising on other people's websites, right? So instead of the search network, which is, you know, Google.com and their affiliated websites, you know, your little ad will pop up on sites that are similar to, you know, the keywords you're bidding on. But what's even cooler now is that Google allow you to, you know, target specific websites you want your ads to show up on. And I've actually done this very, very successfully where, you know, if I've got a product in the guitar niche, for example, I'll go to my competitors' websites and I'll see if they've got AdSense on their website. And if they do, because quite often your competitors will have AdSense on their sort of newsletter pages. So they might send out a newsletter and, you know, for an easy way to make a few bucks, they'll just put some AdSense code on the website. So what you can actually do is you can target and try and get your ad on your competitors' websites.
Ooh, you're and sneaky.
It's very, very, very sneaky, but very, very effective. Because what's even cooler is that you could have, you know, I don't want to pick a real guitar product. I don't want to annoy too many people. Let's say there's a product out there called, you know, Guitar Learning Secrets, right? So guitarlearningsecrets.com. You know, what you could do is you can go there and in your ad's title you could put Guitar Learning Secrets Sucks or, want better than Guitar Learning Secrets. Click here to, discover why this program sucks. And so what you can do is, you know, from their own website you can steal some of their traffic. Obviously you're going to pay a little bit for it, but you can take their traffic and build a list in competition to your competitor. So PPC via the content network is fantastic, and the reason I say the content network is that it's quite often a lot cheaper than the search network as well. So you can get people on your list for a cheaper rate. To give you some example, in most niche markets, the most I'm paying per subscriber, well, the most I typically pay is 50 cents. Per subscriber. But in many other niche markets, it's usually around 25 cents. Now, that's not 25 cents a click because obviously, I don't get 100% opt-in. But, if you're paying 10 cents a click, you might be able to get around the 40% opt-in rate, which is, what that would equate to. Now, from my tests and promotions, usually 1 in 20 subscribers either become a personal customer of mine if I've got a product in that particular niche, or they become customers of the affiliate programs I promote to them. So at 25 cents a subscriber, it costs me about $5 for every sale, basically, right? Now, this is all done through the list, okay? So it's... which is the benefits of having a list. So it's cost me $5 basically for every sale. But then, you might be making a $30 commission, or if it's your own product, even more, because you'll have the back ends and so on. But usually it gets even better than that because you always have repeat buyers on your lists. And, these repeat buyers are gold because, you keep seeing the same names pop up whenever you send out an email. And they typically buy everything you promote to them. Now, obviously, that's not a large percentage of your list, but it is usually a good percentage, particularly if you're doing things right with your list. And you're giving – because there are so many internet marketers out there which just send out pitch after pitch after pitch after pitch to their lists. I know of, several of my marketing friends. They send out email promotions every day. And every day they're pitching something new to the list, which, I can't quite understand, but I know some of them, are making good money. And what I mean by good money is usually about $20,000 a month just by pitching something new every day. Obviously their click-through rate, is pretty shot, but, their lists are big enough to achieve that sort of income, and that's their business model. But yeah, my business model is a bit different because I prefer in providing valuable content and information. So on our lists, we do send out promotions, of course, but I'm in the marketing business. But we also do provide valuable newsletters. We try and bring out a PDF newsletter once a month, giving some of the information that we've stumbled across recently.
And that does go a long way to increasing conversions and the most valuable of all valuables, which would be, the freaking email open rates. Because, if your emails aren't getting open, no one's buying anything from anybody at any point in time ever. So that's awesome. And when people get on those things and they know that they're going to get good info and high quality stuff, and they're actually not going to get treated like a piece of meat. Not that there's anything wrong with meat. I mean, I like meat. Meat's good.
Oh, look, I'm certainly not a vegetarian.
There you go. Exactly. But you gotta be, it's awesome when folks actually hand you some good info and you're like, wow, I like being here, rather than, oh my God, another email. And that's where you never want to be there. So that's awesome that you do that.
Look, absolutely. And there's a, you know, there's a few magic things you can do when you have a list too, like, you know, with Aweber, you can obviously track the number of people, which are number and percentage of people who are opening your email, and, you know, the number of people clicking on the email, on the links inside your email, as you just said. But, you know, if your responsiveness is dying down a bit, then you just send out a few of these, you know, magic sort of subject lines, which always, you know, boost your opt-in, your open rate and your click-through rate. So, you know, there's some tricks you can certainly have fun trying with your list as well to, you know, get back that responsiveness.
Oh, totally. And we were talking earlier about, like, Frank Kern and how he has that there's a number of techniques that he uses that I really like, and the one that I have personally used and seen really improve overall opens and conversions is, you know, hitting people with four really good content videos. And then, you know, the fifth email is, you know, hey, buy something from me. You know, here's all this great info, really cool stuff. Now you can buy all these other things. And it seems to work. It wakes them up nicely. And, you know, they're happy, you're happy, everybody makes money, and life is grand.
Yeah, look, I think Frank must be loving life at the moment, because his whole copywriting process has changed quite dramatically over the last few years from, you know, from an outsider looking in. But essentially it, you know, he's moved away from the long sales copy and moving more into the videos. And, you know, it's a lot easier to sit there and spin stuff for 15, 20 minutes and provide content, I guess, like we're doing now, than to sit down and write out a, you know, long sales copy. So he's certainly moved into the more video market, and it's, you know, I think the first launch he did that with was Pipeline Profits, which he you know, brought out a you know, a whole video series, and, you know, it did millions of dollars in sales, which is just fantastic. So yeah, I mean, that's certainly a good way to go.
Oh, most definitely. And I mean, it's like you said, it's so much easier than hammering out all of those long form sort of things. And I have found, and I don't know if you've had the same experience, but that almost without fail, putting a video on a squeeze page of sorts, like, you know, just to sort of tie it in with list building, putting a benefit ridden sort of like minute and a half tops kind of really benefit-focused pitch, almost like recap the sales letter, or to, you know, to get the name and email, increases conversions to such a degree, it's like almost unbearable. It's amazing.
Yeah, oh, look, absolutely. And I'm all about tracking and assessing and testing. Like anyone that's read you know, the Google Massacre and Google Magic Formula codes, books. You know, you'd know that, you know, we're all about assessment and conversion and tracking, and it's really important that you do that.
Absolutely. And the, you know, it's interesting though, because one of the things that I tell folks when they first get started, because, you know, the info overload can be so massive, because you look at, you know, like a business and what to you and I, because we've been doing this a while, looks like a simple organism, like almost amoeba in terms of like its complexity. Other people are, it like shuts them down. And so what I always try to do for folks when they're, especially when they're first getting started, don't worry about the testing yet. You're going to get there, but just get the stupid site up. You know, it's like, pick your market. Here's your criteria. Here's generally what you should say to them. Here's the order in which you say it. Put it up. Does it sell? It's like, you gotta, you know, it's like, just get the thing going first. It's like, you gotta crawl a little bit, then you can start, you know, picking up and picking up and picking up and picking up, and then you can take that 1% conversion that you have, and now you can start testing and turn that into a 5 or a 7 or a 4 or wherever it's gonna land for you. And that's when it gets really cool, because then now you've got that little magic bullet, and it might take a couple of months to get there, but at least you got there, rather than just letting everything sort of like hit you and shut you down.
Oh, look, I couldn't agree with you more. And look, you can't do any tracking and testing without any traffic anyway, right?
Exactly.
So, you know, look, for anyone starting out, I mean, the first thing you need to worry about is getting traffic to your site. You know, it doesn't, yeah, you know, I mean, you can't do any tracking or testing without that. So, I mean, that's where you need to focus.
Taking air samples in a vacuum or something. It doesn't, that's
right. You know, it's not going to work out too well. And, you know, as I mentioned before, my background is psychology. So what I actually bring is the scientific method to actually testing this sort of stuff. And it's same with AdWords. I mean, AdWords is a science. And you know, it's all about this testing, and so when you are sending traffic and you do have traffic to your landing page or your sales page, your squeeze page, it doesn't matter. You need to do it properly. So you need to install some analytics, or you know, you need to actually do some proper, you know, A/B split testing, and you know, find a real winner. Don't just put up a page for a week and then, you know, watch the number of, I mean, that's the easiest way, right? You have one version up on your website for a week and you, let's say 1,000 people come to your website, you know, 100 buy, which is, you know, be fantastic. That's a 10% conversion rate. Indeed. And then, you know, the following week you put up another version. 50 by, so it's a, you know, a 5% conversion rate. But, you know, there's so many other environmental factors that might have happened throughout that week. So it's not a very scientific way of going about it. Sure, it's better than no way, but it's much better to have like a script which will randomly rotate the two pages so that, you know, every second visitor is effectively seeing a different page.
Exactly.
And that's a more scientific way to go about it. Because, you know, the other day you had the elections, for example. Now, that day, if you'd done testing, it your conversion rates might have been very different to the day before.
Oh, totally, right? Yeah. So. Yeah. It's insane. But what I love about the testing software now is, like, you know, everybody sort of strives for that push-button automated business sort of thing. And it's funny because I don't think they really grow organically in the wild, like, you know, free-range rabbits out where you live. But you know, I definitely think you could build it. It's definitely possible to create one of those things. And even in the split testing that you're talking about, what is it, Tamagotchi? Am I saying that right?
Yeah, well,
is that the correct
Tamagotchi? I think Tamagotchi was one of those little toys they brought out that they gave to kids to play with.
Oh my
but
God.
you might have some you know, childhood memories there. But I think it's But yeah, no, you're clear. Tamagotchi, effectively. You know.
There we
but,
go.
There is that testing.
Yeah,
yeah,
where, like,
there's testing methods.
Those factors out automatically, and it just gives you, it hands you the thing, and then creates your perfect page, and then you just go and, you know, try to beat it again. It's really cool. And once and there's a learning curve associated with all of this stuff, but it's, you know, once. It's kind of like, what I always try to tell people is, like, if you can copy and paste in Word, you have enough knowledge to grow from. It's like that's your seed knowledge. If you know how to drag, drop, copy, paste, pretty much start there, except the fact you're going to screw it up the first couple times you try it, because such is life. But just keep pushing forward, and eventually you're going to amass the knowledge, as long as you're following the correct blueprints. You know, you're going to amass the knowledge and the experience to be able to sort of run and walk and leap like a gazelle all on your own. And then you get to this level where you're testing these things, and it's like you look back and you're like, oh, my God, I came from copy, paste, drag, drop, where I was promoting maybe an affiliate product or something like that. Now I've got a list. I've got an autoresponder. I've got digital automated delivery of a product going to people, and now I'm using this crazy-ass software that's, like, flip-flopping my page on people. This is huge. It's like, Mom, look at me. Look what I'm doing. You know, it's really cool, and you can do that in, like, almost no time, provided you start. Now, I don't know where that rant came from, but there you go.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, I hear it all the time. Look, you know, I'm new. I don't know how to build a website. And it's exactly what you said. You know, if you know how to use Microsoft Word, you can go out and build a website, at least a landing page. Because, I mean, there's some fantastic, you know, stuff out there, like, you know, Microsoft Front Page, or, you know, Dreamweaver or GoLive, you know. And you know, there's free HTML editors, you know, on the web that you can download. And I mean, all it is just copying and pasting Word text into one of these HTML editors, and you know, getting the code and uploading it to your website. You don't need to be a computer genius or a programmer to do it. So just get started, I guess. Yeah. And that's the key is actually, you know, don't just sit here and listen to this, interview. Go out and actually, you know, take action and apply some of these things we talk about. Cause look, if you don't take any action, you're just not going to make any money.
Absolutely.
It's as simple as that.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, you brought something up. It's like people keep making these excuses for themselves. I don't want to sound like Tony Robbins, but I might. Most of these excuses are like just stories people are telling themselves about why they can't have what they want. And the biggest one that I run into, you know, besides I'm new, is I'm not technical enough. Oh, my God. That's you don't want to be technical. Seriously, the more technical – I have a friend who's an engineer. And this guy makes me want to die almost on a weekly basis because he can't take a step forward until he is like he is fully mentally vested in the entire process beginning to end. I'm like, dude, sometimes you just have to close your eyes and run forward. Just do it. Just go. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's like drive, but for him, that's like almost as maddening as driving at full speed with the e-brake on or something. It's crazy. But you don't have to have technical skills.
No, it must be something about engineers, because I have a brother-in-law who's an engineer, and exact same thing. They're so worried about the details and getting everything right that they don't do anything. And it just doesn't happen.
Oh, totally. And then, you know, another good example is like people who's, I can't write. You don't have to. And the perfect guy for this, I watched a video of this the other day, and I was laughing just uncontrollably. Robert Kiyosaki. The guy who did Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I think everybody in the world knows this dude. Well, he was giving an interview, and he said, I am a world's best – or what is it? A New York Times best-selling author. He's like, notice I did not say I am a New York Times best writing author.
Writer.
He's like, I am a terrible writer. I failed English, but I sell a butt-ton of books. Those weren't his exact words, but you get the point. You don't need to be – a good writer to do any of this. You don't need technical skills. You don't need to be the best at anything. You just need to focus on those core things like A, doing it, but B, you know, focusing on those markets and that kind of stuff that are buying things. And that, believe it or not, was unintentional, but it's leading me into the next question I wanted to hit you on. And you warned me about this, that you've got some good info, but what are the top three factors you look out for when selecting an affiliate program? And you can also roll into that. What, how do you select the market, aka, you know, for that affiliate program kind of thing?
For sure. Look, I don't have, you know, top three factors, but I do have a bunch of solid criteria for this. And you know, I believe that anyone that listening that can go out and follow these criteria, you know, can certainly be successful online. It's the key component for online sort of success and wealth. Now, I mean, as you probably know, most marketers can probably look at any website or sales page and tell within about two, if it's really bad, to about 30 seconds, if it's close but not quite there, whether that particular sales page is going to convert, okay, and be profitable. Right. Yeah, I look at your website and, it looks like a fantastic sales page, right? And it has some key criteria which, you know, which, certainly give it, you know, give me that, sort of quick ability as to know whether it's worth my time sort of going out and promoting it, right? And it becomes common sense, right? As you get more exposure to it, you learn what these criteria are, and then you apply it to every sort of website you come across or every affiliate program you're considering to promote. So, like I said, I've discovered a few key criteria that all the best converting sites possess, right, irrespective of the niche. Now, that's important. It doesn't matter what market it's in. All of these key criteria should be on the sort of sales page or the affiliate program that you're considering promoting. I guess the exception there is if it's a commission junction product, for example, they often quite have very, very different sort of sales pages. So, you know, if we're talking the digital market, so we're talking ClickBank products, you know, here's a list of things that it should have. So what I guess I'll first talk about is the sales copy, right? That's one of the first things you should look at, right? So you actually go and if we're talking ClickBank, you know, you view the pitch page, which is effectively the sales page. You have a look at it and you look at the quality of the sales copy, right? Now the website you're looking at, it should have a really benefit-rich and attention-grabbing headline, and the font should be quite large. So I'm probably going to get very specific here, but the more specific I can be, hopefully the more help it will be to you and your listeners. But essentially, if you have a benefit-rich and attention-grabbing headline, which is in the largest font on the page, right? So as an affiliate, you want that, right? Without that, the hard-earned traffic you've sent to the page will be wasted. Right, and you look at the top-selling ClickBank products; they'll have a benefit-rich, big, attention-grabbing headline. Right, that's what they have. It's a key ingredient, and they're there because they boost conversions. Now, the first paragraph is also pretty critical. So try and have a read of it. Try and pretend that you're the buyer, or someone interested in that particular niche, hitting that page. And hopefully the first paragraph is, captivating and attention keeping as well. And it draws the reader in at an emotional level, where the benefits are frequently highlighted. Okay. Now, if you're someone pretending to be interested in the niche, you might find it hard to be drawn into the copy yourself. But don't worry about that. Just as long as it's good quality and it does have some of those factors. Another key criteria with the sales copy is whether the website or product owner comes across as being credible, right? So if they are credible, chances are they'll have a description of their expertise or qualifications. They might provide some favorable reviews or recommendations from magazines or newspapers, which you see a lot. Particularly in the internet marketing niche, and they'll provide their contact information, with an email and so on. You also hopefully there'll be some testimonials on the sales page, because testimonials sell, particularly if they're from people in similar situations as the reader you're sending. There are some niche markets where, say, it's the medical field, right, where you want testimonials from qualified experts, such as doctors and professors. And if they're on the page, then they're, worth their weight in gold. Particularly, weight loss, right? So if a doctor is there putting their name to this particular weight loss product, it's a good indication that, it's gonna work and it's gonna, be good for the person you're sending to the website. I had a look back through our list of sites we've promoted in the last, 2 to 3 years, and all of them have had text testimonials on them at a minimum. And, that's one of our key criteria. If they don't have testimonials, then, what's that saying to the reader you're sending there? So credibility is key, all right? So you want to make sure that that comes across on the sales page you're looking at promoting or sending traffic to. Another interesting one is that the best converting websites have precise numbers on the sales page. Now, when people get to see Google Ambush, that sales page there, they'll see that we have a very precise number in the headline, I believe. Anything that states precise dollar figures is particularly good, particularly in the BizOp. And if you've got, say, a list building product, you're actually showing numbers of subscribers on the list. Because what that, from a psychological viewpoint, what that does is it creates visuals in the mind. They can actually picture 122 people being added to that list on a daily basis, for example, if that's what the product's particularly about. Now, if there's another big market, which is, paid surveys, right? And rather than say, look, you're going to make money, rather than the sales page say, oh, you're going to make lots and lots of money filling out surveys, if the sales page is specific and says, look, we have companies which will pay you $25 to $40 per survey you fill out, and it's going to take 10 minutes to do, that's going to convert a lot better, right?
Exactly.
That's
like
just another one.
You're saying basically like more specific money and give them a time frame in which it can happen. So it's more easily framed to get into your psychology stuff, a little bit easier for the individual to frame in their mind.
Yes, yes. And hopefully it'll be a positive framing too.
True.
Which, yeah, I'm sure it will be. But, and you know, it comes back to that the numbers need to be realistic. And if you do provide numbers, what you need is the proof. So you'll see a crazy headline on Google Ambush, but then we have the proof right next to it, right? So, you know, we're just not pulling this figure out of the air. It did happen and does happen, right? So, if, you know, we're not saying, look, we made, you know, $50 million within 5 minutes, because, you know, people aren't going to believe that. And look, we haven't made $50 million in 5 minutes either. And I'll, you know, and that's the truth, right? So it needs to be
Come
something.
On. Just,
but, sorry about that. Sorry to disappoint you, Johnny, but no, we have. So the numbers need to be realistic as well. Going back to sales copy, the website should also have a large number and range of benefits, right? And you'll find a lot of the successful sales pages will have, you know, they'll have them in bullet form. Right? So, you know, if you list them in importance, that's usually better. But the reason you have them in bullet form, or, you know, ClickBank vendors do, is that they're very easy to read and they stick out, right? Mm-hmm. And any website owner that tracks what users actually do on their page will know that typically when someone hits your website, they'll look at the headline, right? Then they'll scroll down the page, right? And they'll quickly glance over the page before they actually start reading from top to bottom. And, you know, a certain percentage, usually around 80%, will leave within the first 10 seconds, right? So what you want is your benefits to stick out, and that's why bullet form is fantastic. So, you know, that's another thing you want to look for on a sales page. And this is irrespective of the niche market too. All the best converting sales pages we've ever promoted have all these criteria. What you also want to do is obviously, you know, on the sales copy further down after all the benefits is you want to tell the reader some of the features of the product or membership, right? So that they're told enough information to allow them to make an informed buying decision. Right? And it comes back, you know, like if I said make $1 million in the next 30 minutes and I just had a buy now button, right? That's all the sales page was. And, you know, some people are gonna buy, right? Because they want to know how to make $1 million in 30 minutes. But what will happen though is that your refund rate will be astronomically high, right? Because what's happening is your buyer is not making an informed decision, right? Because they'll buy it expecting to make $1 million in 30 minutes, and you provide them with something which chances are isn't going to make them $1 million in 30 minutes. Right? And there's no point getting sales which is going to get refunded at an astronomical rate. Right. So that's another useful thing. And another critical feature that a lot of sales pages have on them are bonuses, right, or free gifts. Right, so it might be a fast action bonus. It might be a gift which complements their product. Let's say it's a guitar video site. One of the bonuses might be a book on how to read music, right? Because it will complement the main product, right? Obviously, you know that bonus won't appeal to everyone because there will be a large percentage of people which will buy that will know how to read music. But what you'll do is you'll try and have a few bonuses on there which will appeal to all different skill levels of playing guitar, right? So being complimentary is critical. I mean, what you want to do though is that you take out the bonuses, right? If you look at a sales page, and you remove the bonuses and you just read everything else, the parts that you're reading, you want to make sure that the offer or the product being sold on the website is of great value just by itself, right?
So
if you stripped away all the bonuses and you just read the copy. And the features of the main product, is that actually is that worth $50 to the reader? Right? And if it is, then, you know, when you add on the bonuses, it's going to be, you know, the value is going to far exceed that $50 price. You know, and that's another good way of finding out whether, it's going to, be worth your while in promoting it. And now I guess here comes my pet peeve when it comes to sales copy, but and it actually makes me angry. And what I do is I do a few things to get around this. Let's say everything else is great, right? You know, it has all the features I just mentioned, but it lacks this one ingredient. That you know, let's say it's lacking the most important part, which is the sales page has a clear call to action, right? So you want the reader. Yes. Right? You know, you want the reader to be told to buy or to join now, right? And don't be afraid to come out and say, hey, you know, click this link and within seconds you'll click this link to buy the product and within minutes you'll receive instant access to it or something like that. But you want a clear call to action. There are so many ClickBank products out there and usually they're not the very successful ones that, you know, they'll have everything else right and it'll look good. But when it comes to the point where they're needing to ask the reader for some money, they'll crumble, right? Mm-hmm. You can't be afraid to ask the person to open their wallet and to buy, particularly if you've told them how wonderful and how valuable it is. You need to actually have that call to action, like, all right, look, yeah, now is the time to open up your wallet and to buy my product, right? You know, obviously, chances are it won't have that, but that's a very clear call to action, right? It's telling the reader exactly what they need to do and also what they're going to expect after they make the purchase. So to give you an idea of some, you know, tricks I've done to get around that is that quite often what I'll do is I'll go to ClickBank, and one thing I like to do is I look for some of the worst products on ClickBank in terms of the gravity, you know, 0 or, you know, under 10, right? So I'll go and I'll find a product that has a gravity under 10, and then I'll buy it if it's in a niche that I'm interested in getting into. And if the product is good, if the product is solid, then what I'll do is actually go off and create my own sales page, right? And then there are some cool tricks you can do where you send them directly from your sales page via your hop link to the order page, right? As to the ClickBank order form. And so what you're doing there is you're sort of bypassing the publisher's sales copy completely, and yet you're still getting the credit. And if it's a good product, then it means your refund rates will be incredibly low, and it'll be well worth your while. So I guess what I've only covered here is elements of the sales copy. Sorry about that. But there's a lot more to, you know, whether an affiliate program is going to be good than their sales copy. So if you have a minute, you know, do you mind if I go into that? Is that
no, good? No, by all means. Are you kidding me? I've already filled up 16 notebooks of information here. So do it. Hit them.
All right. Here we go. So like I said, we've just talked about the sales copy elements, right? So if it has all that, then sort of proceed to the next step, which is this, right? So does the website have great attention-grabbing graphics, right? Now, obviously, this doesn't apply to every single niche that's out there, but usually, right, as a general rule, as a generalization, the best converting products on ClickBank will have fantastic, high-quality graphics, right? And if it has graphics that, you know, your grandmother could have made, then don't even bother promoting it, right? Just leave the page. Just leave the page and find something else to promote, right? You're probably going to waste your time because crappy graphics will give you crappy cushions. It's as simple as that.
One thing on that note, if you know, just for folks that, you know, if you're looking to do it, you know, maybe you want to put out your own product or something like that, graphics are extremely important. But if you don't have the money to buy the good stuff, don't buy any. It's like don't get them, because you will do better with, like, you know, black and red text on a white page that's cleanly laid out than you will doing some, like, totally crap-ass graphic, just complete catastrophe. Don't do it. Anyway, sorry. I just wanted to jump in on that.
Oh, look, and you know, whilst we're on that point, I mean, to give your listeners an idea of the cost of sort of a mini-site graphics, you know, you can get professional quality typically for around 200 US. If you're prepared to pay the 300 US mark, you'll get even better. But you'll get professional graphics that will attract affiliates for around the $200 mark. smart. And yeah, for some other sites, you'll pay a lot more. Particularly if you want to move into that, you know, super professional phase. You know, you could pay $1,000 for the graphics. But, you know, you're looking anywhere from $200 and above, right? Just to give your listeners an idea of, you know, what you'd be looking at paying if you were going off to build your own website. All right. So, moving on, I guess, so that's the graphics covered. Another thing you want to consider is whether the website or, you know, sales page has an exit discount window or a chat agent, right? Now, okay, it might be annoying for the reader, right? But you as an affiliate marketer, it works wonders, right? Because what it means is that, so you've sent your visitor there, and like I said, you know, chances are 80% of the people you send there will leave within the first 10 seconds, right? So what the exit discount window or chat agent does is it gives them a second shot of, you know, making the sale. So it means you've got a second shot at making a commission from every visitor you send to the site, right? As they won't be able to close the page without seeing the discount offer, right? So these are very, very common in the internet marketing niche, right? But you should also realize that there are many niche markets out there that are owned, or niche sites, I should say, that are owned by internet marketers, mm-hmm. right, that apply their proven sales systems on all their sites. So if you promote one of these, you can be sure that conversions are always monitored and always trying to be improved. You know, so that's an important point is that, you know, there's sites out there, you know, like the bodybuilding site or, you know, the run your car for, you know, you run your car on water type products as well. You know, they're not made by engineers, you know, because as we just discussed, engineers are sitting back, still trying to figure out, you know, what the best way is to lay out the website. They're built by internet marketers, a lot of these products. And if you can find niche products on ClickBank, which are built by internet marketers, you know that the sales system is going to be proven. You know they're going to have the cutting edge sort of conversion tactics and methods on it. And they're also, chances are, and I'll get to it in a minute, they're also going to have some back end offers as well, which you as an affiliate will get paid on. Right? So if you can find niche sites that are built by internet marketers, rather than, say, a bodybuilder going out and building a bodybuilding website. Now, the product might be fantastic, but chances are the actual, when it comes to making the sales and making you commissions as the affiliate, it's not gonna be optimal, right? Because, you know, it's a bodybuilder, right? It's not an internet marketer that's gone off and built that website. Now, having said that, there are many bodybuilding websites out there, for example, which were made by internet marketers. But, you know, just that's also another factor which is well worth looking at. Which brings me, to another one, which is, does the website or sales page you're sending traffic to, do they offer a quality email autoresponder follow-up series that promotes their product or service for you, right? So if they do have that, it means that you get commissions from people that, you know, will decide to buy after receiving an email about the product 20 days after seeing it for the first time, for example. So that's quite important because what it means is it's giving you another chance to make a commission, right? So if they're going to follow up on your behalf, then, you know, that's great because you will make sales that you wouldn't have made without that. So yeah, that's another one, and I touched on briefly about the one-time offer, right? So it's also great if the affiliate program has a one-time offer or a back-end offer in their sales system that gives affiliates the credit for, right? So you know, we're talking about one-time offer conversion rates. The worst one I've ever seen on the planet has converted at around 10%. Okay.
Really?
Yeah, when being displayed to sort of cash paying members. So this isn't free members that have, you know, been shown a one-time offer. This is people which have made a purchase, opened their credit card. The worst one I've ever seen is converted about 10%, right? Usually it's up from there. And I mean, as you were talking about before, it can be, you know, it can be higher than 50%, you know, conversion rates, right? So what having a one-time offer means is that for you as the affiliate, it will, increase your return on investment, right? Because instead of making one sale from one customer, you could make two and in some cases three, commissions from the customer, from the same person, which is fantastic, right? And look, one of the last things I look for, and this one here is quite rare, but particularly on ClickBank, because it's actually against ClickBank's terms of service as being a publisher. They certainly don't approve this, and that's whether the affiliate program offers cash bonuses, right? To affiliates that make a certain number of sales, right?
Interesting. Now, I did not know that, actually. Because there's a spot in the back thing where it's, when you're checking out, what you got paid, where it says bonus. Why, I didn't know that was against their terms of service.
Yeah, the bonuses is for ClickBank giving you bonuses, right?
Oh, nice.
For referring. Yeah, yeah, no, and sometimes the bonuses are quite nice. I've had instances where you receive $1,000 in a bonus, and what that bonus is for is recommending other publishers to the ClickBank network.
Uh-huh.
Right? So that's what the bonus is for in ClickBank reporting, right?
There you go.
So
learn something new every day.
Well, there you go, and that's where that dot reseller, dot hop, dot clickbank, dot net comes into it. That's typically where the bonus, that's one of the main bonuses that they pay. And that comes down to the number of sales, or basically the amount of money ClickBank makes from you referring that person. They give you a slice of that.
Cool.
A very small slice, of course. But, any slice is better than no slice.
Indeed.
But what ClickBank don't like is you on your affiliates page or in your members area, for example, saying, make 50 sales and we give you a cash bonus. ClickBank don't like that. But what you can do is, though, you can promote that to your, to your affiliates via your autoresponder or whatever. Or typically, on our affiliate pages, what we do is we ask our affiliates for their ClickBank nickname. Right, and each month we'll look at the sales of our affiliates, and we'll go through and we'll find out the name and email address of that particular ClickBank hop link, and if it's in our records, we'll send them a PayPal cash bonus, right? So that's what we try and do for our affiliates. Okay, so like I said, it's quite often rare that you'll see it advertised on affiliate pages, but there are some sites out there which do. And like I said, it doesn't have to have this because it'll wipe out a lot of sites if it does. If I said it must have this, but it's a nice bonus which will again increase your return on investment. That's another handy one.
Indeed, I like it.
So that's sort of I guess a lengthy summary of what I look for in affiliate programs. I've said what it should include. Perhaps I'll just quickly touch on what, the kind of affiliate programs you should stay away from, particularly if we're talking about ClickBank. And ClickBank is my, main source of revenue, for sort of, having websites. Obviously, PayPal and my own merchant accounts is another great one. But, my main focus is on ClickBank. So what you want to do is, obviously any product that don't match or that doesn't match the sales copy I just talked about, and have sort of at least two of the other criteria I discussed, the one-time offer, the bonuses, the autoresponder. If it doesn't have two of those five extra ones I discussed, then try and stay away from it. But any other site which, has on it, afraid to pay with your credit card, no worries. Pick up the phone and give us a call, right? Or send in a mail order or check to this address, okay? Any website that does that, blatantly on the sales page, you might want to stay away from. And that's purely because you're gonna miss out on commissions, right? Which is what you don't want to do as an affiliate.
Exactly. I mean, how are you going to track a digital cookie through a mail order? Not going to happen.
Well, it doesn't happen,
exactly.
Right? So that anyone, and I've seen the number of websites out there on ClickBank which have this is just you know, and they're typically the bad ones again.
Right.
But you know, the bad ones still attract affiliates. So I'm just trying to warn everyone that's listening that you do pick a good one. But the bad ones, I mean, there's quite a number out there which will have, you know, oh look, you know, it'll come to that call to action again, right? Say, oh look, you know, enter, it's secure, it's fine, but you know, and then underneath that, they'll have the but. And, you know, but if you want to send in a mail order, you know, please send it here. Or you want to order via phone, please call this number. And you as the affiliate will not get the commission, right? I, you know, guarantee you that.
Right.
So don't do that. And another thing is, you know, with ClickBank, it's not a problem. But, you know, any sort of affiliate program that doesn't cookie your ID, your affiliate ID for at least 30 days, you want to stay away from. Now, most do, but some offer, you know, a lifetime cookie, for example, which is fantastic. And what the cookie means is it's just basically your affiliate ID is hidden on the web page. So if the person came back, you know, 45 days down the road to that website, you know, assuming it wasn't from another affiliate, and they buy, then you'll get paid the commission. So stay away from sites that sort of have less than, you know, and they're typically the smaller affiliate programs. With ClickBank, it's not a, not a problem, right? So they're just a few things that you should be aware of, you know, when looking for the right affiliate program for you, or the right website on ClickBank. Sorry for that rant, hopefully it was interesting for your listeners.
No, that was fantastic, and I hadn't even thought about that whole phone-in or mail-in problem. That never even occurred to me as being an issue because I don't, you know, I never really looked at programs like that. It's typically if it's going to be in these kind of niches, I'm sort of a when it comes to the affiliate marketing, I like to stick to my guns. But you've got the length and breadth of experience that you've probably run into that quite a bit. Now you had mentioned Commission Junction briefly, and that is a completely different animal from ClickBank.
Like, it is, yes.
To the tune of, oh my god, what? I mean, it's, yeah. I don't even know if we should get into it because so many people are, because of what's happening in the economy and stuff like that, so many people are new, but, you know, let's just leave it at this. There are other worlds than this. ClickBank, I like to refer to as like the bubblegum pop of internet marketing. It's sort of like, everybody's trying to be Britney Spears, but while a lot of folks may laugh at that, the fact of the matter is Britney she sells a lot of albums. It's good to be Britney when she's not, you know, shaving her head or, you know, doing crack or something. It's great stuff, but there are other things out there. So if for some reason ClickBank is not working with, you know, who you are and what you do, there's Commission Junction, there's places like CPA networks like ClickBooth, and millions of them. So don't think that this is the beginning and the end of the story. It's simply the beginning.
Oh, look, absolutely. And I guess I'm focusing on ClickBank more probably because it's probably the easiest place to start. You know, you can open an account. You can get your, you know, your ClickBank nickname or your hop link within, you know, 30 seconds, and you can instantly go out and start promoting products. And there's thousands upon thousands of products in the ClickBank marketplace that you can go and promote. You don't need permission, and that's one of my, you know, issues with, you know, Commission Junction is that most of the, decent publishers, you know, I mean, they want to approve their affiliates, and for you to get approval, you typically need a website, and it's a nightmare. So, I mean, if you want a take-home message about Commission Junction, don't bother.
Yeah.
You know, and unless you're already experienced and it's working great for you, that's fantastic. But, you know, the other issue is, you know, with the economy, you're getting paid a very small commission as well with Commission Junction. Because, you know, for those that don't know, I mean, Commission Junction sells physical goods. So typically you'll get paid, you know, anywhere from, you know, 2% maybe to 10%, typically.
Right.
So it's a lot harder to make the, you know, $100, $200, $300 a day, in comparison to ClickBank, because with ClickBank, you only, you know, to make $300 a day, you only need about 8 sales, right?
Sometimes
that's
not
all
even.
It is.
I mean, there's products out there that, you know, they'll pay you 80, 90, 100, you know, combined, you know, if you, I think, what, per sale, I think, what is it, ClickBank will only go up to $100. But if you have an OTO, if you got the one-time offer alongside that, I mean, the sky's the limit. Basically, you could be making, you know, and it depends on how many one-time offers they have. There's some people that go up through maybe two or three. So if you're making, you know, $81 on the front end and, you know, on the first product, and then, you know, 50 on the next one, or maybe some, you know, ungodly amount on the third, who's to say? I mean, and it's so great because it's basically, it's information publishing, which means everybody's selling air. There's no physical goods. There's no delivery time. It's all right there. I mean, it's good air. It's, you know, it smells nice. It's been freshened, but nonetheless, it's still air. You know, that's why it's such a brilliant business model. And that's why it's so important, I think, to get into the affiliate end of it first, just to sort of kind of, you know, elbow around the room and get your feelings, you know, going for how this stuff works. But then as soon as you get it, put out your own product. I mean, it's foolish not to. Because you just get other people to push it. You don't have to deal with it as much. It's, I mean, there's just too many benefits to even describe. But, you know, with the affiliate thing, you know,
absolutely,
and it's huge.
Yeah, and it's leverage, and that's what you're getting. You've got you know, 1,000 people out there promoting your one product, and you know, it's that passive income and life that is sold on so many of those internet marketing websites, and it's true. You know, it's not hype. It does exist.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I, and I mean, I've got a few clients, that, have offline businesses, of course, right? And, you know, I encourage them to work off and create, you know, tell them how and give them assistance, you know, to go off and create a ClickBank product and website. Because what you can do is, if you've got an offline business, let's say you build, you know, cubby houses. Right? That's what your offline business is. What you can do is you can go to ClickBank, create an ebook on how to build a cubby house, right? You know, sell that on ClickBank, and then your back end and in your ebook and in the autoresponder that you create, you know, push your offline business. You know,
totally.
Hey, would you like to order at cubby house? You know, go to this website and you give them your business website, and you know, you'll make money.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
It's that simple.
You essentially make money coming and going, and it's so cool you bring up the whole offline business model, because that's exactly how I got started in a lot of this stuff, was working with the offline people. It blows my mind how many small business owners or business owners, even big business owners, who do not have the first clue that this world exists. And it's so funny you're talking about how, you know, there's a lot of skepticism when you, and I mean, rightfully so. I mean, look at how we package these internet marketing products. I mean, come on now. It's like pure unadulterated hype. You got pictures of boxes with money flying out of the top of them. I mean, who wouldn't look at that and go, oh my God, that's a scam. You know, but it's not. It's like, well, I mean, at least for the good stuff, it's like, but people, we really do live this way. It's great. I mean, I'm sitting here right now smoking a cigar in a hot tub. No, I'm kidding. I'm not, but.
There's an image.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah, I just had, you know, people walk bags of money up in here, dumping it all over me. Woohoo, we're having a party. No, but it does exist. I mean, that lifestyle of like making the kind of, you know, 20, 30,000 a month. You're not going to see that in your first month when you just literally crack it open. But within 6 months, you can be very close to touching those exact figures. I mean, it's not uncommon. I mean, I'll open the doors on a product, and I mean, you can kind of back me on this one. It's like making 20 grand in 2 weeks is actually sometimes on the low end.
Oh, look, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, I constantly get asked, you know, by people, look, when are you going to go and get a real job, right? I'm like, you know, why the hell would I? You know, I don't want to take a pay cut.
Exactly.
Because that's essentially what would happen. You know, I mean, in my field as a professional, I mean, there's an upper limit as to what you can earn. You know, even with my, many years at university and the qualifications I have, but you know, there's a ceiling. Whereas with internet marketing and, you know, having websites, there is no ceiling, and that's the beautiful thing. And you know, you're doing a lot of good too. It's not just about the money. It's, you know, you are helping people. And, you know, the cubby house example, you're providing a good product to someone that is looking to build a cubby house, right? You're telling them exactly, you're giving them the information they want, right? So you're out there helping people as well. And, you know, the fact that you're earning money from selling a cubby house ebook, is nothing wrong with that at all.
Now, I have to ask you a question because you just got really Australian on me. What the heck is a cubby house?
Oh, goodness. Sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, goodness. What an example to pick. Sorry about that. Okay. I don't know the American equivalent. But there you go. A cubby house is effectively, so you have them in your backyard for kids, right?
Oh,
so it's a little, it's a mini house.
Like a playhouse.
Like a treehouse, but it's not necessarily in a tree.
Okay. Right? There you go, cubby house it is. There we are, the playhouse, the fun times, happy, joy for all the little ones.
Yeah, for all the little kids. You know, it'll be a wooden construction or something. But, sorry, that's what a cubby house is. So please apply that definition to my example. Right?
There you go. No, I just figured I'd know that I'm going to send this stuff out to people and everyone's going to be scratching going, what the heck is a cubby house? Oh my god, that's awesome. So you know, we've talked about affiliate marketing so much. The whole reason I even wanted to talk to you in the first place was because of this lunatic tomfoolery that you have going on called Google Ambush, which from all rumors we've heard is going to be spectacular. Talk about that. Seriously, it's like I want to know what this thing is and what it's all about.
Yeah, well, we'll be having some videos come out very, very shortly, sort of explaining a bit more about it. But essentially, we first released, in terms of PPC guides, we released Google Magic Formula and then Google Massacre. And we told people how to do it, right? We just provided all the principles that we follow on a day-to-day basis that work for us and, you know, work for so many others as well. But what we wanted to do with Google Ambush was to go out and actually build a software, well, it's an application, there's a difference between software and application, but I don't want to get too technical, but basically an application means that, it doesn't matter what computer you have, it's going to work, you just access it via the internet, right? So what we'll do is, all the members of Google Ambush will get access to this application where we've created a step-by-step system, right, for anyone to get, to get a campaign running. And now it's not just for PPC marketers as well. I want to make that clear. It's basically software that any affiliate marketer out there can use. Because what it does is the first step, right, is all about going to ClickBank and finding profitable products to promote. So at the moment we've only got ClickBank Marketplace in there, but that's fine because there's thousands upon thousands of products. So the first step, right, and you think about it, the first step when it comes to marketing is, okay, what am I going to promote? What niche market am I going to enter? Right, so you go out and use this tool, and you find a profitable product to promote, and we give you several key indicators. And I've mentioned some of them throughout this interview as to things you should look for. But what we do is we have a checklist in there so that you can record that and, keep sort of a list of favorites as well. And we also, we go further. It's not for anyone that's used the ClickBank Marketplace, they'll probably know it's not very sort of search engine friendly. So it's not very easy to use to find products you want. So what we've done is we've put basically a ClickBank Marketplace on steroids, and we've provided that all in step one. So we show you trends. We show you whether the gravity is going up or down. We show it graphically. We have some other cool features like, to sort products by, so which products on the entire ClickBank Marketplace have gone up by a gravity of 20, let's say, in the last day, right? So you can find products that are hot very, very early on. And you can do that the opposite too, which products have gone down by 70 in the last 30 days, for example. So you can find products which are on their way down, right? So that's a very cool tool, and that's just sort of step one in the sort of application that we've built, and we've been using this application for some time, and it's part of our success. So that's step one. Now there's five steps, or I prefer to say six, but six is always my favorite, which is rinse and repeat, right? So that's step six. But essentially, the next part in the software. Now this is all very easy to use, and we will have videos on that explaining each of the steps. But essentially, step two is so we've gone out and found our product. Now what you need to do is find some keywords, right? Particularly if you are using pay-per-click services. So you've got to go out and find some keywords which are going to be profitable. So we've built in a Google tool as well as, a few other ways of generating, good keyword lists. Now, to give you some idea, the Google tool will tell you how, what your competition is going to be like, what you're expected to pay per keyword. You can sort all this as well, so you can sort from, you can just promote on keywords which are going to cost less than, 20 cents per click. And you can ignore all the keywords are going to cost you more than a dollar. All these cool filters are also there. So that's effectively step two, is to go out and find some profitable keywords you can start advertising on, or, if you're building a review page for your affiliate product, you can try and target for them because you know which ones are the competitive ones and so on. So that's step two. And then step three is about uploading your campaign right into Google AdWords. So we've built this in directly so that you can just go through our application. So we've got what they call Google API fees here. So where you can upload your campaign to Google and get it up and running within the application. So you can basically, we've designed it so you can go from step one to five. Within 5 to 10 minutes.
Not bad.
We've tried to make it nice and quick. Find a product, generate some keywords, create the campaign, which is step three. And then effectively step four is all about building a review page or a landing page, right? Now, anyone that uses pay-per-click advertising, or if, they're affiliate marketers, knows that you need to send people to a, review pages work, right? Review landing pages. So we'll have, you might, let's say you chose the, let's say, how to get back with your ex-partner niche, right? And you'll go to ClickBank, you'll find, let's say, three products. You can choose as many as you want. We recommend, one to sort of seven at most, but usually five is the upper limit you want to go. But you can add as many as you want. But you go there and you add several of these products to your review page, right? And what you do is you then, in your keywords and your campaign, you've gone off and you've created a Google AdWords campaign, which you can then send to your landing page. Now, anyone that knows anything about, using pay-per-click, particularly with Google, it's all about relevancy and quality score, which, in my book's a dirty phrase, quality score, because Google changes the rules all the time. But essentially, we know from our vast experience what works and what doesn't, and what pages must have when it comes to getting a good quality score. Because essentially, what a good quality score means is that your keywords will be somewhat cheap, right? Google won't get up to $5 or $10 a click. Because if they do, that means you've been slapped effectively. So you don't want that. You want to be paying the 20 cents a click. Right.
Exactly.
So we've built all those elements into this landing page generator. And what we're also doing is we're going to allow you to enter, your list building code and let's say you have a service with Aweber or GetResponse or any other third party autoresponder. You can go get your HTML code that those services automatically generate for you and paste it into this, so you can have your opt-in box on the review page if you want as well.
Nice.
So you can actually start building your list from your review page, right? Which is very cool, right? Or they can just click on the user you're sending to the page via, let's say, PPC. They'll just click on click here for more information, and then they'll go via your affiliate link to the publisher's website. So that's effectively, what step four does. And it's all, and, we're talking about, building websites before. We've taken away, whatever learning curve there is, and we've made it very, very simple. You know, you can upload your own images, you can write your own text. It's all templates, so you don't need to worry about uploading anything. And the second you press save, it will be on a website for you, and you can instantly start sending traffic to it. And then step five is, to move along very quickly, we've got sort of a tracking tool. And what this does is it will track the conversions for you. And that's obviously very important, particularly if you are using pay-per-click, right, is that, you're sending people to your landing page with a particular keyword, and you want to know whether that keyword gave you the sale or not, right? So that you can therefore, try and bid higher on that particular keyword so you can get more sales. That's how it works. So that's effectively step five in a nutshell. And then, like I said, step six is really about rinsing and repeating, going back to step one. So you've gone through, you've created a successful campaign for one product or, a line of products. What you want to then do is go and apply that to another niche, right? So this is sort of as simple as that.
Not bad. No, that actually, I have to kind of say, after hearing all of those different kinds of steps, how valuable all that stuff is. I mean, because we were, going off for a while about the whole testing and conversions and all these other kinds of things. And it's like everything that you described, especially when it comes to a pay-per-click campaign, used to be the biggest pain in the butt ever. And what you're describing is essentially a self-contained system that takes care of just about all of that for you.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Just making sure I'm hearing you right, because that's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, from start to finish, it could possibly be 5 to 10 minutes. It obviously, if you're using it for the first time, it's going to take you a bit longer to learn. And don't worry about that, because we will have full training videos. And what we're also doing is we're adding new features all the time. So, this isn't a product which, we're going to forget about, after a month or two. This is a product that we're developing, with the user in mind. So we're going to have, cool things like, tell us what you want. We'll ask our members and we'll, run surveys and contests and all those sort of things as well, just to find out what the user wants. And, if we get enough people wanting a certain feature, we'll add it.
Not bad. And it honestly, from everything you're talking about, it's kind of like, because right now, I mean, when I do pay-per-click and stuff like that, I have to run numerous different tools to kind of get to the same spot that you're talking about, within a much shorter period of time with a lot less headache.
But absolutely, and that's one thing which, has bugged me as well. I have them all because I obviously do this, every day.
Oh, totally, yeah.
But, I've got all the tools. And essentially, that's one of the problems is that, you'll go and you'll use this tool for this step. You'll use another tool for this other step. Then you've got to go and create the page. And, you've got to go through, probably about 10 to 15 different processes before your campaign is even up and running. Right. Mm-hmm. And for anyone that's used the ClickBank Marketplace in terms of a search tool for finding good products will know that it's pretty hopeless. And so we wanted to devise something really, really cool for that step. And I believe we have. I'll be excited to show everyone, Google Ambush, when we launch.
Indeed. I think that's actually really cool. And like I said, when you first started, I've kind of been keeping an eye on how you do things and what you do. And the reason I wanted to chat with you so bad is because your stuff is so high quality that I think it's important that other people pay the same amount of attention because, I kind of touched on this earlier. In the marketplace where we live, in the whole make money online marketplace, there's a new launch every 13 seconds. I mean, literally, if you get up in the morning and sneeze, 20 people will launch a product. That's just how it works. And how do you pick? Like, how do you know which thing is the one that you want to get? How do you know who to listen to? How do you know what's going to be quality? Mm. And it's really hard. I mean, it is. I totally sympathize with a lot of these folks that I talk to. And so I think it's important that, obviously, you know what the heck you're talking about. The info that you gave in this call was totally gold, but also the software you're talking about is so powerful because, and I mean, I can talk from personal experience, it's so difficult to find tools that work and that really actually do make your life easier that this is definitely something that you want to take a look at.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, particularly if you are interested in ClickBank and making money on ClickBank, you know, I mean, you can use this for Commission Junction and the other things we talked about as well. But, you know, it was built for the ClickBank marketer in mind because at the end of the day, that's what, you know, we are. So if that does interest you and, you know, you are someone that does want to crack that, you know, I think it's the $100 a day barrier for people. You know, if they can crack $100 a day, they know how to crack 200 and then 300 and 500. And that's why that final step of rinse and repeat is so important, right? Because, you know, to make that $500 a day, you're going to need to be promoting sort of, you know, more than one product. Chances are it'll probably be, you know, two or three. But to get to the $100 a day, that can be done with just one product. So it's just all about getting that $100 a day, for people. And that's what I'm passionate about. Because $100 a day is a full-time wage for people. Because don't forget, I mean, it's not $500 a week, it's $700 a week. Because the internet doesn't sleep, right? And that's one of the beautiful things about the internet. Wherever, you know, whatever the time is, there's always a buyer out there in some country looking at your offer.
That's a great way to put it to it. That's something that when I first started getting into this stuff, I love it because people always talk about, I make money while I sleep, which before I really started doing it, I thought that was some of the dumbest crap people could say. It's like, how can you make money while you sleep? Because Europe wakes up or Australia has woken up and they are just as eager to buy what you're selling than the dude down the street that just bought it. It's awesome. And so there are days where I'll almost make more money while I'm asleep. It's like I wake up, I check my ClickBank account. I'm like, damn, I better go back to bed because I got to get paid. It's awesome.
Well, so it's funny you say that, but for me, being in Australia, where 80% of my customers are in the US, right, that's incredibly true for me. Because, you know, when I am sleeping, America's awake and therefore 80% of my business is happening while I'm sleeping. Absolutely. And it does happen. Cause you've got your major markets, you know, the US, Canada, obviously, and then you've got the UK, predominantly, if we're talking English speaking. And then, you know, you've got sort of Australia, but we're a lot smaller in comparison to the others, obviously. It's a beautiful industry, and I do encourage anyone that is wanting, you know, even if it's just an extra $100 a week, you know, to take a look at sort of ClickBank and affiliate marketing, because it's a very easy way to get into that.
Absolutely, and even $100 a week, to especially with what's, you know, the economy problems and all those kinds of things, that's life changing for some people. I mean, that's the difference between being able to feed the feed your family and have medicine and all sorts of different stuff. And it's what it takes to get to that point is so minuscule that it's worth any sort of learning curves or effort that it would take to get there. I mean, I truly feel that way.
Well, I do, and anyone that's listened this far into the call, you know, would be feeling the same too. And, you know, and you can get to $100 a week without spending a dime as well. You know, I'm not saying you have to rush out and buy every product under the sun to get that. You know, there are so many free methods which will make you $100 a week, so easily, it's mind blowing.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, you know, let's let everybody get back with their lives and whatnot. But that was some awesome info. Do you have any closing remarks you want to make for the folks, the kids at home, if you will?
I guess all I'll say is, I believe there are two factors which determine whether someone will be successful online, right? And they're not hard factors to have, but they're two, I guess, personality traits that someone sort of needs to have to make it to be a success online, to make that $100 a day mark, right? And I truly believe that, you know, one is desire, right? And like I said, if you've listened to this call this far, then you've clearly got the desire, right? Because that's why you're here listening to Johnny's interviews. So you've got the desire, right? So you've already got that. The next one is persistence. right? That's all you need. You need desire, you need persistence. And if you have both of those, because if you have persistence, it means that you'll take action, right? So you need the action there too. But if you have desire and persistence, you can make the $100 a day. And if you do that, you've got a full-time wage on the internet. And you don't need to worry about that day job that, you may or may not hate. But, you can still go to your day job if you love it as well. It's passive income. It's 700 bucks a week, which is fantastic. And all you need is those two ingredients, desire and persistence. I guess that's, what I'm trying to convey most. And, it will take some time and effort, but, hey, you've got those two ingredients, you'll be successful.
Indeed. I think that's perfect. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Andrew, for coming on and doing this. It was great for you to make the time. I know you're all pressed for it because you're doing the launch. But, seriously, that was awesome. Thank you.
Not a problem at all, Johnny. Thanks for having me.
Indeed.
I appreciate it.
Well, all right, Doctor. You get back to work there. Make us a nice product, and I'll be chatting with you after the launch.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.